Eh, what the heck? Maybe it wouldn't hurt to give you a little peek. Okay, here we go. First off, we take precise measurements of the positions of the sun, the moon, and the planet Neptide just before sunrise. Since the sun doesn't exist before sunrise, we drop it from the equation and mush on. We add the numbers together, divide by the number of legs on a spider, 7.35, and multiply by 3. Why 3? Well, it's a nice little number, and we've always liked it. Furthermore, if you were taking a walk down Numbers Lane, 3 is the number you would meet between 2 and 4. If you do the math right, this complex equation will yield the exact time of day. But just in case we make some mistakes in our calculations, we have ways of checking our work. For example, we have learned through careful observation that at 8 o'clock in the wintertime, Slim Chance arrives at the feed shed. He has a coffee mug hooked into his index finger of his right hand, his eyes are puffy, and he communicates in a language called Gruntlish. In Gruntlish, means good morning, dogs. And means get out of the way. That's about the extent of his morning conversation. Anyway, our system of keeping time works to perfection, and now you've had a little peek at our secret methods. When Slim parked the pickup in front of the feed shed, we knew it was exactly 8 o'clock in the morning. What did we do with that information? Not much, actually, but we knew it wasn't raining or Tuesday. Slim dragged himself out of the pickup, looked down at me with a pair of red-rimmed eyeballs, and said, He took a sip of coffee and threw open the shed door. For a moment, he stared inside, and then he muttered, grunt. Grover turned a puzzled gaze on me. What did he say? I'm not sure. He's not usually so talkative in the morning. We've never had to translate such a long speech. Well, he looks kind of mad. Maybe he saw a mouse or something. I studied Slim's face. Sure enough, he looked mad. But why would he be mad about a mouse? I don't know. Maybe a mouse ate his cheese. I beamed him a glare. Grover, Slim puts his cheese in the refrigerator, not in the feed shed. Feed in the feed shed, cheese in the refrigerator. Do you see a pattern here? Yeah, but what about the pickles? Pickles? Grover, pickles have nothing to do with anything. Well, they have to do with hamburgers, and I love hamburgers. I shoved him aside. Out of the way, and don't talk to me about pickles. Well, if you were a pickle, how would you feel if nobody ever talked about you? I ignored him. Did I have time to discuss pickles? No. Slim had seen something unusual in the feed shed and had gone to the effort of muttering, grunt. We had some kind of problem on the ranch, and I had to find out what it was. I marched up beside my cowboy friend and turned my gaze into the shed. I was stunned, shocked. You see, Slim and I had just stumbled upon evidence of a terrible crime.